Wisconsin is trying something new to keep former police officers with histories of misconduct or alleged wrongdoing from returning to the job. Reporter Jonathan Anderson wrote about the state's new tracking system for USA Today Network Wisconsin. His piece is called How Wisconsin is Weeding Out Bad Cops, and he joins me now with more. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Now, how does this tracking system work?
The Department of Justice is requiring law enforcement agencies to report when a police officer essentially does one of three things: either resigns during an internal investigation, when an officer quits in lieu of termination, or when an officer is fired for cause. What the Justice Department will then do is flag those officers in a database, and then if those officers try to get a job somewhere else, the hiring agency will be notified of that. It's really all part of an effort to identify officers who switch jobs or try to hop around to different agencies after they've committed or been accused of some kind of wrongdoing.
And is that something that happens often in this state? Do we know?
Well, we don't know the extent of it. The Justice Department has said that it's rare. USA Today Network Wisconsin has reported on several cases of this happening just recently. We found a case involving a northern Wisconsin officer who got a different job in Clark County after he had been accused of rape. We found two officers who got jobs in Wood County who had previously been employed just outside of Milwaukee. But we really don't know the full extent of this. What we do know is since this tracking system has come online, the Justice Department has reported that there have been at least 59 officers who have been flagged in the state database. That's since January.
At least in theory, those individuals could still be hired at a police department even though their names are in that database, yes?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Being flagged does not in and of itself preclude somebody from getting another job as a police officer, unless, of course, the reason for that flagging was grounds for decertification, which is the process Wisconsin has to revoke a police officer's license, basically, to be a police officer.
Now, why would a town or a police chief knowingly say, yes, I'm aware of this person's background, but I'd like to hire them anyway?
Well, the expert that we talked to, who has studied this issue extensively, has said that sometimes police departments, particularly small, financially strapped departments, sometimes have an incentive to hire officers with questionable pasts. Those officers can start relatively quickly. If an agency has to hire a new recruit, they have to invest a lot of time and money in training that person. So sometimes small agencies may hire someone who has a questionable background, but they're taking a risk, and ultimately they may gamble that it may be cheaper at the front end.
Finally, what's the reaction been like from law enforcement as well as the public?
At least with respect to law enforcement, I've talked to the head of the largest police union in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, and he said that no one wants a bad cop out of the profession more than a good one. Police misconduct can really have a negative impact on public perception of officers and policing. I mean, the whole role of policing is about trust. There was some concern that agencies might take one look at a flagged officer and say that person shouldn't get the job without any further investigation. But on the whole, police support this move.
Jonathan Anderson of USA Today Network Wisconsin, thanks so much for filling us in.
Thank you.